Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check it out. Great website. You can follow all of the podcasts that we put out here at the old network. Check it out. See what's going on. Been of a lull right now. Summer, everybody's busy making money and, you know, catching up on their fun and enjoying the outdoors, surfing, and whatever it is they all do. But hopefully once the weather starts to change and it cools down a bit, we'll get back to doing some podcasts. Or not, I don't know. It is the first day of September 2021. It is Wednesday. Good morning. How are you? I am doing just fine. Got up this morning, had a nice run. Super hot, super humid. It wasn't super hot, it was super humid. It was definitely warm, but man, the humidity. And then we got this big hurricane. I think it's actually going to miss us, which is, I don't know, good, bad. I'd love to say we need rain. I don't even think we need any rain right now. Sometimes I think I just like the drama of it all. But I do, I hope everybody that's in its path is okay and stay safe. Be careful. Looks like they're going to get a lot of rain up in Pennsylvania, PA, Philly. Going to be a downpour. I think we're going to get something here too, but not like there. This week's really been a lot about the 10th step, right? I shared a bunch on it. I listened back to the other podcast. I shared the same story about the Panera. I won't talk about that again today. I think the whole point of that is, you know, sometimes my intentions are one way, but I have secret intentions that I don't always pay attention to. And, it's nice to try to get a little bit of understanding. You don't want to avoid a resentment and create another one. And I think that's kind of what the eighth, ninth, tenth, it's really what it's all about, is doing things rightly and just understanding and just finding some peace and just keeping your side of the street clean. I do think that is really, for a guy like myself, an alcoholic who struggled, it was one of the first things that really felt good about getting sober, was just this, I'm sorry, you know, I want to live a better life. It's tough when you want to live a better life. I know when I was wanting to live a better life during my addiction and my behavior, always wanting to live a better life, but always knowing that, you know, it's like I want to live a fire-free life, but walking around with fire lit all the time. It's just the two don't go together. A great life and addiction, they just don't go together. Being able to apologize and make amends, but I think I've beat this into the ground, but just, you know, making sure I'm doing it correctly. And how to handle it when you don't get that right answer, right? What else is going on? So Firefly's getting ready to start. Been doing a lot of podcasting on the Firefly. Been doing, the countdown till summer's over. I'm getting ready to go on vacation. Going to go up to Connecticut, hang out up in Ridgefield, Connecticut, and get away for a bit. Looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the fall. I'll just share a few things that are going on in my life. So one of the big things that we're doing is we're trying to build a house. And it's been an interesting process. Where we're building, I drive by the place all the time because, we kind of got involved in this location and put down money and but you know, like everybody else, we're going through COVID, so things are definitely not happening as fast as they used to. One, we would like to, and I say the number two one a little tentatively because honestly, I'm not sure we're ready to move anyway. But it just feels good to watch the process starting, and it was discussed that, you know, hey, just know things are different this year. We're struggling through the COVID and supply chains and ordering, and so it's going to be different. Prepare yourself, meaning the buyers, be prepared for some, you know, some delays. We're like, that's fine. And so then we get an email. I said, hey, we're going to start building. Once we get building, you know, we'd like to get three to four houses up a month. And we're like, yes, that sounds great, you know. And so then the building starts, and we're like, oh, excited, you know, but it's not our property. You know, we bought, I think, this property area. And if anybody knows, it's probably the same where you live. I mean, the housing market is just out of control here. I mean, you could put a box in a field and sell it. People would love that shit. So everybody's buying, and, you know, I think some of these builders are, you know, scooping up. And this is just me thinking. I don't have any facts here. But, you know, taking advantage of a lot of people wanting to buy houses, which is fine. So, you know, the building had started, and all of a sudden everything just stopped. You know, I'm like, uh-oh, what's the matter? And I'm like, you know, do I call? Do I text? Do I email? You know, because this is, you know, we put a down payment, right? This is justified. Of course I should call. Don't they know? We're special. And, but I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do it. Not going to call. At the same time, I'm dealing with another issue is I bought an e-bike, an electric bike, the Aerial Rider Grizzly 52 volt dual motor, dual battery, 75 mile range. It's going to improve my whole life, right? Solve all my problems. I am excited about the e-bike. I went riding with my boy Shreddy McSkate. Check out his channel, Shreddy McSkate on YouTube. He's a freaking, he's a great guy. Love his personality. Love his motivation, his drive. You know, he's making a career out of doing YouTube. And he is an e-bike reviewer here in Rehoboth. And my buddy Brian, who I run with, who owns Lewis Cycle Sport. Listen, you ever need a bike, go see Brian. This isn't about promoting businesses. This is just my friends. You need a bike, go see Brian. He will take care of you. But I met Shreddy through Brian. Shreddy came on the Are You Spirited podcast, and he's also been on, I think that was it. But just a great guy, and he's making a living. You know, he's reviewing e-bikes, and he does a great job. I love his channel. It's fun, especially if you live here in this area, because he reviews and rides all through our area. So it's fun to see, hey, I know that spot. So riding with Shreddy, you know, I had met him, and he's like, let's do an e-bike ride. I'm like, okay. And I went over and went to his house, and he's like, which bike you want to ride? I said, I like that red one. And that was the dual motor Aerial Rider Grizzly 52 volt. Boom. I said, I'd like to ride that one if you don't mind. He's like, go for it. So we rode and had such a blast just riding. And you know, people, you know, you always got opinions on these things, e-bikes, right?
You should be pedaling. What's the point?
The point is we don't want to pedal. The point is we want to just ride and not have any struggle. I just want to adventure. I just want to go on an adventure. And that's what these e-bikes allow us to do. And so him and I, we just rode, and I mean, we probably went 20 miles and just had a great time. So when I was finished with the e-bike ride and hanging out with Shreddy, I was like, I'm getting one of these. So I ordered one. It wasn't cheap either. I'm not going to tell you the price because I'm not embarrassed, but it was you can get an e-bike and have just as much fun for less money that I paid. But I do like the dual batteries. I do like the dual motors. I do like that it gives me a little bit more freedom. And whatever, you know, whatever. So that was back in June, maybe? Yeah, I ordered that bike in June. And then these emails started, you know. Oh, it's going to be... Everything's delayed. The containers aren't getting on the ships. You know, it's and of course I'm sure these bikes are all from China. So, you know, I'm just like, okay, what are you gonna do? So that was a thing. Building the house was a thing. You know, and plus all the other things that are going on. And yesterday was weird. And so with the house, we had not much had been going on. And I'm, you know, right at this point, I should call, right? I mean, we have the privilege of calling because we're building a house, so we could call for answers, but I'm still like, you know, I'm just going to stay out of it. I'm going to keep my opinions to myself. I'm not going to call. I'm not going to be that guy. And I didn't. And we, you know, like I said, we ride by the development. My wife and I both ride by it. We pick up our daughter or whatever we're doing, and nothing has been going on. I mean, for now, a couple months, you know, we'd go by and all of a sudden there'd be a pile of wood, you know, like, uh-oh. And then they'd start digging the foundation. And so another house was getting built. And then that house would go up. And then they first started with the model. And then another house. And then another house. And then we'd go by and they'd be digging another house and putting a basement. And we're like, yes. And then, everything stopped. I'm like, uh-oh. And so I'm driving around and they're this company, I'm going to keep them anonymous. I love them. They're a great company, but I'm not here to promote them. They're building in other places too, but I'm seeing a lot of building going on. And I'm like, how come they're building over here, but not at our development? So it's becoming justified and it's starting to stew and I'm starting to create opinions and I'm starting to form answers. And it's just potentially big trouble. And but I'm just like the whole time, like, I'm not going to call. Listen, it is what it is. My kids are like, oh, no, they're going to build a house. And listen, I don't want to complain, but we've lived in a double wide trailer. You know, it was a manufactured home. It's a great little house. It's done awesome. Super, super grateful that we even had the house. You know, my dad built that house for me to rent from him. Because when I first moved to Delaware, I absolutely hated it. And he's like, listen, we were paying my uncle. We were renting a place for my uncle in my addiction. That's when I talked about breaking off the wellhead. And my dad's like, why don't I put up a place, right? Put up a place. And this was, you know, 1997, right? 1998. And I had lived in that basement apartment for a year, I think, being sober. And he's like, I'm going to build a place. What? And you can just pay the rent, right? And back, you know, and that back then, everything was so much cheaper. I'm sure it was that way everywhere. I think we put the house on the lot for $111,000. That was the lot, the house, and we built a 2-car garage built onto the house. So all that, I think, was like $111,000, which is, it's a lot of money, but if I was to put it up for sale now, it wouldn't be for $111,000. I can promise you that. And my dad's like, hey, listen, you know, I'll buy you a house and you can pay the rent. And then, you know, if you still hate it here, we'll put it up for sale. And if we make any money, you can have it and use that towards, you know, another house somewhere else back in Albuquerque or something. I was like, all right, Dad. Well, then everything went crazy. The housing market took off. And I remember the house was like worth $300,000 or something. And I'm like, all right, so I'm gonna sell it and I'm gonna get all that profit. And he's like, no, you're not. You know, he thought maybe we'd make a few thousand dollars that I could put towards something, but there was some substantial money to be made. And he was like, no, I'm keeping, we'll discuss it, but whatever. This isn't about him. It was great. So blessed that I had him to help me, but that was a little house. And you know, we've raised all the kids in it, and it's a struggle now with one teenager, one 10-year-old, and a 9-year-old who is just 100% go, go, go all the time. So our house is too small. So they're really excited about getting out of this house. It's funny, if you've ever been in a double wide or a modular home, whatever you want to call it, there's not a lot of closets. I think we have a walk-in closet in our bedroom, and then we have a hall, like little laundry closet, and you know, everybody's got a little closet in their room, but not a lot of storage, no attic, no basement. We have a two-car garage, but we park our cars in there. So there's not, it's not full of stuff. So I was laughing with my wife the other night because I'm like, you know, we basically live in the attic because everything that we own is in this house, is in this living room. It's lining the outside. So, you know, one of the big things that we're looking forward to is some storage. And the house that we're building has an unfinished storage area, like an attic, that we can store stuff. And I'm just so excited and just ready to, you know, get a fresh start. You know, sometimes you need that fresh start. You kind of, whether it's life or how you maintain your house, you know, you get a little bit behind, you know, whether it's cleaning or paying bills or going to meetings, but you get a little bit behind and then you start to kind of pile it on and you start to lose desire. And sometimes the mess gets messier and the distance between meetings gets more distant and we start to feel bad about it. And it's tough. And I, you know, I want to, you know, I'm ready for a fresh start and hopefully I'll have learned from, how we've handled this house for the last 20 years and, you know, ready to move into the next phase of house owning. Boston, a little peace of mind. I love it. I think when, you know, one of the great things about getting sober in a program and for me, at least at this point in my life, is that, you know, a lot of stuff comes at me every day that has nothing to do with like drinking, right? Nothing to do with wrecking cars. It's simple life things, right? And trying to balance out this maneuvering of my life, at least, and understanding when myself is running the show or when humility is running the show. And the end, in the end, it's this moment, you know, where you, and it talks about it in the 10th step, where you basically kind of do that daily inventory and you try to figure out, you know, great, do I have to make any apologies? Do I need to clean up anything before the end of the day? Usually for me, I'm at a place where, like, I'm pretty much on top of any fuck-ups. And if I'm in bed and I'm questioning whether I should have had a moment to make an apology or point something out, I've made a mistake. You know, that's the wrong time or the wrong place to feel bad about something that I did early on in the day. Maybe early on in my sobriety, maybe that might have happened. But today, like, you know, I'm not going to talk about the Panera lady, but when that happened, boom, I could feel it, right? There was something off. And, you know, but that's obvious, right? But when you, like, this house or this bike, and I didn't really finish the story about the bike, but I did get I got an email from the Aerial Rider people because, you know, this bike has been MO, what was it, AOL? No, AWOL, AWOL. It's been AWOL, it's missing. And so this was back in June. I get an email that says, you know, your bike will be hopefully at the end of July. Then I get another email at the middle of July. Nope, it's going to be more like the middle of August. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, stressing but happy. And then I get an email, nope, your bike won't be here till the end of August. And then I get an email the other day saying, oh, it is in the port. Now we just got to get it out of the port. I'm like, oh God, you know. And then it's like, oh, it may be a week into September. I'm like, oh, brother. A lot of opportunities for justified resentments, like for me to reply with an email to really, and I kind of did the other day. I said, geez, I'd love to get this bike. That's not what I wanted to say, but that was what I did say. And the person wrote back and gave me an update. And, you know, I didn't have to clean up anything. I felt like it was appropriate enough, right? And so yesterday I got a text that said, you've been refunded $200, which they gave me back for the inconvenience of that everything I and everybody else that ordered a bike has gone through because of the delay. So they had said they were going to give us some money off, which they did. So things are happening. We got an email from about the house saying, listen, we have been in a holding pattern because DNREC or DelDOT or whoever it was needed to approve some stuff that they had done with the entrance, and there had been some delays on the approval, and they had gotten the approval, and now they can get the permits approved. Everything's starting to happen, right? Things are starting to happen, and, you know, I can't think of any examples offhand, but I can tell you that this has happened in my life 1,000 times, right? I want something, it's not going my way. A lot of the times in the past, I would have said something. A lot of the times in the past, I would have written something or had this position that was justified in my mind. And then I would have said or did something. And then in the end, it would have just happened regardless. Like this bike coming, it's just the process that we're going through right now. This house getting built, just the process. All that would have happened from me saying something is I would have looked, first of all, like a douchebag. And two, I'd had to make an apology. Right? So, you know, this is early on, you learn that painful, you say something, it gets pointed out, and you feel like you were 1 inch tall. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we learn. You know, we learn from that. So, you know, I'm glad that I'm not having to make any amends. I'm glad, because if I was to write this guy and say, listen, man, you know, it's inappropriate how long or the situation that we're going through with this house. Should have never been like this. If I had just whatever. And then all of a sudden I get the email. This is why I would have felt like an idiot. I would have had to make an amends. Not good. So it's just been, I think that for me, one of the great things about this program is understanding that and knowing that I need to, you know, restrain from pen and tongue and text, keep my opinions to myself, mind my own. You know, these are all suggestions from hundreds of years, you know. Mind your own business. You know, bite your tongue. You know, it'll all work out. Time takes time. It's just me being inconvenienced. And like I said in the meeting, the AA isn't ever going to fix my self-centeredness. Never. That's the way I'll be forever. Always be so. I'll wake up and think of me first. Just fucking how I'm wired. It's just understanding and being aware of it is what's the best thing. Let's see. We'll do a little daily reflections and then we'll wrap it up. I got to do another podcast. Let's see. September 1st. Here we go. Willingness to grow. I like that. If more gifts are to be received, our awakening has to go on. That's it. You know, these moments, I'm not reading, I'm just saying this. These moments like coming through this house, coming through the bike and being and not saying anything and coming out pretty clean is a gift. You know, it's a gift. In the past, I'd have said something. I would look like a fool. I know better now. Gift. Thank you. Sobriety fills the painful hole in the soul that my alcoholism created. Often I feel so physically well that I believe my work is done. However, joy is not just the absence of pain. It is the gift of continued spiritual awakening. Joy comes from ongoing and active study, as well as applications of the principles of the recovery in my everyday life. And from sharing that experience with others, my higher power presents me many opportunities for deeper spiritual awakening. I need only to bring into my recovery the willingness to grow. Today, I am ready to grow. Yeah, that's good. That is good. That's interesting, though. It says, sobriety fills the painful hole in the soul that my alcoholism created. That's weird. I've never... See, I don't believe my alcoholism created the hole in my soul. I think the self-centered asshole guy that I was before alcohol is what didn't allow me to have a soul. You know, if you're constantly thinking of yourself, or if I'm constantly thinking of myself and what I want and that kind of lifestyle, I'm constantly disappointed. There's no gratitude. So anyway, that is a gift. I'm super blessed to have this gift of my life. And I hope everybody has a wonderful day, and we'll catch up later. Bye.